This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A freezer truck has been set up in Pueblo to store bodies short term. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
In an emailed statement, Coroner Brian Cotter said the unit is in place to support the county's health care and death care providers. According to the Pueblo County Health Department, there have been 229 pandemic-related deaths there since March. More than 50 were within the past week. State data lists Pueblo County's two-week average positivity rate as 12.2%, which is down from recent weeks. This is the first known use of the freezer trucks in Colorado. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Denver Center for Performing Arts is hosting a free viewing party tonight. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
20 years ago, Denver premiered the ambitious production of Tantalus, a drama inspired by ancient Greek festivals. Theatrical artists from around the world rehearsed for 6 months before premiering the show, set during the Trojan War. Tonight, the DCPA is revisiting Tantalus with an in-depth documentary, Behind the Mask, and a live free viewing party that starts at 6:30 p.m. Register online for more information. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Congressman Joe Neguse is asking the U.S. House to invest in local parks. The Boulder Democrat and more than two dozen lawmakers requested a one-time emergency aid of $500 million for local parks in future stimulus or infrastructure bills. Coming up on the program, epidemiologists are still puzzling over how much of an impact that Thanksgiving had on the pandemic in the U.S. Meanwhile, infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are still surging as Christmas approaches. Then Kansas has one of the highest coronavirus infection rates among state prisons in the country. Staff, inmates, and advocates worry about the pandemic's toll as they wait for the vaccine. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, Hispanic Coloradans account for a disproportionately large number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations, which has sparked conversations about health care access and other social issues that led to health inequalities. You'll find that story at CPR.org. 33 in Denver, 23 in Vail, 37 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.